Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
BLM proposal would allow conservation leases on public lands. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Oil and gas groups are crying foul over a new proposal by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management that would allow leases on public lands for conservation purposes for the first time. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management is seeking public comments on a new management proposal, which includes leasing parcels of public lands for conservation. Shami Anderson with Defenders of Wildlife says the new rules would help protect wildlife habitat, clean drinking water sources, and rural economies. As the nation faces more frequent and powerful wildfires, prolonged drought, and other impacts of changing climate, Anderson says the proposal shows timely leadership. To consider climactic changes and the impacts to our native grasslands and drought conditions, and to really take this more holistic approach, putting conservation right in line with other uses of the land. The BLM conservation leases will create revenues for state and federal tax coffers, in part by allowing industries working on public lands to mitigate their environmental impacts. The Western Energy Alliance has criticized the proposal and told Reuters that adding conservation leases would stretch the boundaries of the 1976 Federal Land Policy and Management Act. The new rules would also pivot the BLM's mandate away from a 150-year-old law still on the books that gives priority to hard rock mining over all other public land uses, including outdoor recreation. Anderson says the agency has an opportunity to bring its multiple use mandate into the 21st century and to ensure that these landscapes will be available for multiple uses by future generations. Comments are currently being accepted on the BLM's website through June 30th. April 9th through the 15th is National Public Safety Telecommunications Week. This week is dedicated to the men and women serving as public safety telecommunicators. According to the press release from the Wyoming Highway Patrol, their communications center is staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The communications center never closes for holidays or snow days. Snow days can be some of the busiest days for the center. Wyoming Highway Patrol telecommunicators often work long hours, missing holidays, family events, and other activities, so the center can be adequately staffed. They also want to thank their telecommunicators' supportive families for all their sacrifices and dedication to their profession. They are a vital link for our law enforcement officers, EMS, and fire by monitoring their radio activities and providing guidance, assistance, and information to ensure their safety. Public safety telecommunicators positively contribute to the successful outcome of many critical situations. The Wyoming Highway Patrol urged citizens to take a moment to recognize and thank telecommunicator professionals in their communities because they are there when you need them the most. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.